88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed some Monday night football last night. Did you enjoy the broadcast last night on ESPN?
Personality changed. I mean, he came in today
I was late. It's brimming. I was late this morning.
Brimming.
Yeah, he was giddy.
Look at what he's got on.
He's got the Dolphins making the playoffs. They're 3-6.
No, I said they have a chance. There's a I don't believe it's going to happen. They're probably going 7-11, 8-9, stuck in purgatory here again, in the middle of nowhere. But was nice to actually win a primetime game. It happens once every 30 years for the Dolphins. They win a primetime game, and that happened last night.
What was the final?
23-15. They beat the Rams. They held the Rams to 5 field goals, no touchdowns for Matthew Stafford last
night. Ben's doing his hair. He was doing the hair part.
Oh, he is doing
He's doing the hair part.
And Jake's got his quarter zip on. Yes. His Dolphins
I couldn't
quarter
find
zip.
The...
Was there a cat?
Yeah.
What?
Cat just went by?
He's going right across O Street.
Great.
Right across O Street.
But yeah. I could not find the white pulver leg. I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it.
It's disappeared. I haven't worn the Dolphins gear for so long. They haven't won in a month that I don't know where I don't know where it went. I looked all over the closet. Couldn't find it. Must be gone somewhere.
Huh.
Unless you stole it from me.
I would not.
I'll be going to hell.
Maybe Ben stole it. Ben might have stole the jacket. I could not find it at all. So I had to go to the backup today.
Well, it looks good.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Lesser tier than that one is.
Tier.
Yeah.
So Tua played fine?
He played all right. He had two baffling plays in that game. A bad pick and a bad fumble. Just took forever to throw the ball and fumbled the ball and strip sack. I said, throw it away. Throw it away. Throw it away. He didn't throw it away.
That bothered you, didn't it, Jake?
I was impressed.
That was good.
Yeah,
it was.
Because played like he was a rookie.
Give him
at time.
I couldn't imagine watching the game at his house last night. I couldn't imagine what that was like.
You might, wouldn't be that bad.
Just that right there. That right there.
I didn't yell that much. Number one, the baby was asleep. I didn't want to wake her up. Number two.
I didn't yell that much.
Number two, if the Dolphins were 6-2 and I was invested more, hey, this is for seeding, okay, I'd be more invested. I was watching it more. Let's just win the game. You know, I don't expect to win. The season's kind of lost. Let's have a day.
Did you hear from Lee Sterling?
I did.
Did you?
We texted post-game saying, it's about time. Fins up. Let's go.
That's amazing.
Did you give Lee this one?
I didn't send him a picture.
Which makes no sense now that it's the turkey.
I didn't send him a picture, but I did say,
see that dolphin?
Fins up to Lee, last night.
See that dolphin on your...
This one is not good. This is not the... You know, the other logo is better.
There's no fin on his head at all.
Yeah, it's over here.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said last night. We need to do it back here. There's not a fin on a dolphin's head.
If there is, it's deformed.
We see Flipper out there.
Right.
What's wrong with that guy?
Yeah. It's a deformed dolphin. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
I was surprised. I texted our friend of the show, Mike Nobler, former Nebraska.
Yeah, Nobler. Former Bill Nebraska. Nobler.
Yeah. He texted him at the end.
Listen to Jake dropping names.
Because I saw... I saw Mike.
Sterling.
I saw Babcock. Mike was on TV. I saw him on the sidelines, you know, doing some video stuff with the players. I texted him right as the game ended. He got back to me right away. I'm like, dude, just go to the post game.
See that?
You can text me tomorrow or never. I don't care if you respond.
He's like one of the team.
He's one of the team. He is. He's one of the team.
He said, needed that win. I said, yeah, we did. And yeah. I said, yeah, I said, we did. Not they, not you, we.
McDaniel walked by and said, you texting with Jake? Yeah. He texted with Sorensen.
I got a lot of texts last night about the appearance of Mike McDaniel. I said, I can't control that guy.
What is it?
He looks odd. He doesn't look right.
It's very strange.
How would you describe that, Bill? I don't even know what to say about him.
Just the jogger pants are popular, but then they were, you know, hiked up, so full calf showing. It was interesting. Yeah. It was very interesting.
If you look at him, every time they show his face, it's this.
Ooh.
I know if you're not watching, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, how would you describe that
like
face?
A stoned face, basically.
Yeah, it's
nothing of that sounds good to me, by the way.
It doesn't look right. He just doesn't look right to me.
It's different. It's
not right with him.
Very unique.
So
they won, though.
Hank Stram, better times.
Yes.
Tom Landry, better times.
The coat and tie.
Yeah.
Bring back the coat and tie. I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Tell you one thing. COVID changed everything in basketball.
Did.
They were all in,
used to dress
all
up.
In, they were all dressed up.
Now those guys wear joggers.
No, they do. They all wear quarter zips.
Quarter zips and joggers.
That's the new attire.
Redick, I guess JJ Redick was saying on TikTok the other day, he'd like to dress better, but the NBA mandates that the head coaches all wear the same thing. Huh. So it's kind of like joggers and quarter zips.
Yeah. I think there's a pretty good...
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, when you used to watch, you would watch like a basketball game in college, and there would be 8 to 10 people there in suits. And a manager that was just keeping the shot chart. Mm-hmm. That's it. He was in a suit.
Better times.
Better times.
Better times. Well, I mean, what you had you've gone from Shula to that.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's
I'm
amazing.
I'm not pushing back at all.
I know you're not.
Keep it going. Keep talking about McDaniel and Shula. I'll take all the criticism.
Yeah, you've gone from that's where I come down on it. You went from Shula to that.
Now I have sent you guys a picture, and Bill's also, of Shula in that old, huge Dolphins coat. Not quite, you know, a suit and tie.
Anytime, also
the old jacket.
Any time you can still pull out a starter jacket.
Yes,
that's better times.
I think Sean Frost was wearing a starter jacket. Yeah. He had one of those old school jackets on the other night. It was unbelievable.
Bring back starter jacket.
23-15.
Dolphins went next up. Raiders and Patriots back-to-back in Miami.
Two more wins.
The good news, the bad news is that the Dolphins have been horrendous in Miami this year. They've been blown out every game besides one. Blown out. Bills beat them 31-10.
I don't know what to say.
Titans, who are terrible, beat them 30-12 in Miami. Yeah. They've been terrible in Miami. So
I don't know what to say about
hopefully
that.
They bounce back.
What's wrong with the Rams? What's their record?
They are now 4-5.
They look horrible.
They look
bad. I don't get it. Yeah. You know, they have their weapons. You know, Cooper Kupp's out there. Puka Nacua's out there. Stafford's playing. They got the running back. Their offense did nothing. And the Dolphins' defense has been average at best this year. But they shut them down. And they had injuries galore. But they won the game.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
I thought the Rams' defense played hard. They were active.
Their D-line is really good.
They played well. But it gets back to the same thing. It's like, magic plays? No such thing. No such thing as magic plays.
Which brings us to our present conversation.
Okay, that's a idle chit chat.
Yeah, I don't have any.
We hit on one more thing.
Yeah, please go ahead, Bill.
Ole Miss is getting fined $350,000 for their storming of the field, $250,000 for storming the field, and a bonus $100,000 because they stormed it twice. Because they stormed it before the game was over, okay. Then they had to bring them back off the field, and then they restormed. They got them for an extra $100,000.
You think they care?
Yeah. No, I really don't.
The school has to pay it.
We beat Georgia. Bring it on. Yeah. We'll pay whatever we have to pay.
The school has to pay it.
It just cracked me up. Yes, that money, it goes to different areas of that, but that money goes to Georgia. The opposing team gets the cash.
They get $100,000.
Yeah, they get the $350,000.
$350,000. That's money.
Nice little parting gift.
Sorry for your loss. Here's
sorry for your loss. Here's some NIL money.
It's money.
Yeah. Okay. You always take it.
Well, that's too bad for Ole Miss, but they won the game, so they don't care.
Well, LSU got fined also $250,000, and they got beat by 30 because they
why'd they get fined
for the worst thing that's going on in college football right now. The worst thing going on in college football. Well, officiating's right there. Second thing is the throwing the trash on the field.
Yeah.
And Kirby said it when Texas did it. And they threw the trash on the field and they reversed the call. He goes, well, you set a precedent now. Set the precedent. And now every time there's a bad call, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. A bad call.
They're whipping those plastic bottles.
Yeah, bottles, beer cans, all that stuff.
It is bad.
Somebody's going to get hit.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. They showed the LSU cheerleaders. They were holding their prop signs over their head to not get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not good.
That's not better times.
No, it's not.
Not good at all.
Hey, you know what? The oranges, frozen oranges coming out of the stadium during real better times was good, but it was dangerous. Holy God.
Yes. I'm the first person to say I really enjoyed it, but it was dangerous.
Oh, my God. When they start coming.
If you take an empty water bottle to the melon.
I'll take that.
You'll survive.
Frozen orange?
Frozen orange?
May not freeze it.
May not survive it.
No.
No, may
get
not.
Get in the wrong spot.
No. And if the problem was people would throw them from way up. They didn't make the field.
Here it comes.
They didn't make the field. They just hit somebody in the fourth row.
Right. Or, I don't know. I saw them make it to a field a couple times.
No, a lot of them made it.
Yeah.
But some of them didn't.
No.
Some did.
Yeah, some did.
Some
did.
Imagine just sitting there in row four.
Oh, get pelted?
Take one to the back of the neck.
It freaked me out.
It would.
Yeah. That is idle chit chat.
It's not better. That's better time.
Sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bed liners, and more at renewyourauto.com. Bill, you had departed yesterday for the second hour, but me and Sip had, I think, agreed. I said it, but you agreed with me that...
Well, I was part of it because I listened.
You're listening.
Yes, I had the radio on.
We said at some point in the 7 o'clock segment that if Matt Rhule not only said that Dana Holgorsen was going to be calling plays yesterday and also was going to be the OC, I would fall out of my chair.
Will that happen?
Well, what's the first words that Matt Rhule uttered at the...
They weren't the first, because he did Dylan first. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the opening statement, a short statement from Matt Rhule yesterday to kick things off at the press conference.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, Dylan, we'll try to practice tomorrow. We'll see where he's at. We'll get both him and Heinrich ready. Obviously, we made the move with Dana last week. He will call the plays this week. And... serve as the offensive coordinator moving forward.
Right off the bat, I'm off my chair. Off the chair.
Jake, you were very bold about it. Jake was very bold that he will not announce this. This is not going to happen.
I said if it happens, it won't happen publicly, but it happened publicly. So
within
the first
20 seconds?
20 seconds of talking.
Jake, what happened?
I need Bill to be here to say, hang on, that wouldn't be so crazy, but
My left ear's plugged because of allergies.
You sound fine.
So, I know, but I couldn't hear him. So I was like, did he just say that? Did he just say what I think he said? Just be quiet.
So, are you like this? Did you give him the
shout? I did. I went like that.
You leaned in?
Really? So, there it was.
And then did Sean really say?
Yeah, Sean's like, yeah, be quiet.
Be quiet. Hey, hold it. Go to this, not the press conference. Excuse me? Two guys whispering.
Would you shut up over there?
The two guys in row two, shut up.
I'm on talking three. Here.
I just couldn't hear what you said. Can you repeat it?
Quiet down over there.
Could you repeat that again, Matt? I didn't hear you.
I couldn't hear. Sipple's ears plugged.
Everything repeated twice today, please. The man can't hear.
Hey, Bill Callahan in a famous moment after a Kansas game. A reporter didn't talk loud enough. He said, speak up. I just thought it was funny. Go ahead.
Well, this is from...
Go ahead with more sound
Matt Rhule, why is Dana calling plays?
Dana Holgorsen.
And what does he bring to the table?
There's three games left, by the way.
Matt Rhule yesterday.
I think, called him last week, had him come in, had him kind of look at everything. I think he's got a long history of success offensively, both as a head coach, but certainly as a coordinator before that. And I think he just kind of gives us a fresh perspective on looking at kind of what we're doing and who we're doing it with. And was able to sort of say, hey, let's kind of go in these directions over here. So I just think it gives us a great opportunity to have one of the great, great offensive minds, a guy that, I've been friends with before and I trust and, excited to see what he does.
I'm glad he did this, because if he didn't do it, what would we be doing all week? First of all, word had gotten out that this was going to happen. So it would have been, I could have been awkward. And then during the game, everybody had been wondering, who's calling plays. Everybody would have been checking out Satterfield in the box. Where's Satterfield? Where's Holgorsen? And just, this was the way to do it. Just get it out in the open. If he's doing it, which apparently he started doing it last week, Tuesday, according to Rule, late in the press conference. I don't know if you have that sound. He came here Sunday, a week ago Sunday. And by Tuesday, it was all kind of, it was starting. I was hearing stuff. People were hearing stuff. So here we go. Now it's in the open, which I'm grateful for. Good. Good job.
There's no questions. He's calling.
No, it's not good for Satterfield, but Satterfield's a big boy. He'll be fine. I hate to say it that way, but he's making $1.X million.
He's still on staff coaching tight ends the rest of the season.
Yeah, this is what it is. He didn't do a good job. Rule had a pretty good explanation for that. I don't know if you can find that sound about Sam asked him a good question, like what was the issue with the play calling with the offense previously. And Rule first said,
"I got that."
Okay, go. Yeah,
I think that's too big of a picture. Yeah. I think if I said anything, I just think, you know, as we've moved throughout the year, we've probably tried to do too many things. Trying to get this guy involved. Trying to make up for, hey, we're struggling a little bit here. Probably too much of that, as opposed to just sort of. I'll put that squarely on me as the head coach. I'm not putting that on anyone else. So, maybe like I said, a fresh look from the outside, someone with eyes with no context of the history of everything, just kind of watching it. I think that's probably the biggest thing. And we'll see what it does. I don't know that we're all of a sudden going to score 50 points a game, but maybe we can get 10 more, 15, 13 more points. Maybe we can convert a couple more third downs. So I think that's just the hope is just, hey, what do we do well? And let's build on that.
I mean, I'd be incredibly confused if they go to USC and score 42 points, but you never know. It's what we got to do is back up. This is remarkable what's happening. I've never seen it.
Yeah, not from an outside source. You just say we're going to change play callers from within. That
happens all the time
from within. And obviously there had to be a different plan with that. So, like I said, at least the one part about it I think that's very encouraging is that it was just taken on. Here's what we're doing. We made the change. Is what it is that we're going.
They hired a guy from outside with 3 games left, and he's going to call the plays. Yeah. He came in and apparently learned the offense. Quickly. I don't know, Bill, that has to be somewhat challenging, right?
What's that?
Terminology offense.
It would be because there's things you have to change when you do that. You want to keep whatever the plays are that he would call that there'll be plays within their offense that he runs already, but he has to call them as if that way he has to call them in that fashion. So, it would be hard if I,
sounds
I
hard.
Like I said, if when it happened to me, if I would have had to have used the same verbiage that the previous coordinator was using, that would have been really hard.
Hey, so you just got to sit down and memorize.
Yeah, so there's some work to it. There'll be a lot of work, which I'm sure what he's been working on. So that's a huge plus.
Not easy.
Yeah, but no. But being such a veteran play caller helps to be through that.
53 years old.
Yeah, also what helps is, like I said, is what the number one thing you look at, again, we go back to schedule, is that – if you're rolling in here and had to play Indiana top 10 defense, Ohio State top 10 defense, UCLA a top 10 rush defense, not good in the back end, compared to USC, not a good defense, not playing well at all. Wisconsin's not playing well on defense. Iowa just put 40 something on them, and then Iowa's not playing the same as in the same defense.
Helps.
So it does help that who you're playing against does help you in this spot a little bit, that you're not going up against. Like I said, he's not playing Ohio State this week.
Right, that helps. Do you have the sound on? Is this there was some discussion of this could be a trend of some sort.
Was that what bringing Holgorsen? What is about bringing
try,
Holgorsen?
Try it.
Here
try
is Matt Rule. What is bringing in Dana Holgorsen about, Matt?
This is about.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Bringing in Coach Holgorsen is about helping our offense be better this week against USC. It's about helping our offense be better next year. It's just about everything moving forward. And I think that so many things that we're doing are right and are trending in the right direction. This was an area that was struggling. And, you know, I tried to fix it. I hadn't been able to fix it. So I called someone that I knew could fix it. And I think Dana will fix it. And Tony will continue to do a great job. And special teams will continue to improve and play better. And the strength program will continue. We're out on the road recruiting. Like, we're going to continue to recruit well. We'll continue to, you know, learn how things are in the new Big Ten. I mean, but yeah, so I just think this is an area that was, you know, not at the level we wanted to. And I went and found someone that I trust.
You'll have this sound. Holgorsen is an air raid guy. It comes from the Mike Leach tree, how mummy, all that. Does this signify a change in Matt Rule's philosophy on offense?
I want to score points. You know, I think the thing with Dana, Dana came up last year, you know, to visit. And, you know, at the time I was hoping, you know, maybe he would do one of those, you know, sometimes as a head coach, you get fired, you go and you go down to Alabama, work for Nick Saban or something like that. And I looked at, you know, Coach Saban's history of, you know, having Bill O'Brien and Lane Kiffin and all those guys as OCs, guys who've been head coaches who have perspective. You know, this is a lonely job sometimes, and to have someone in the building who's done that, you have someone to bounce ideas off of. So I, at the time, you know, I was hoping maybe at some point he'd be ready to do this. But no, I mean, you know, if I'm being honest about myself, if I look back, I think, you know, we've always done a good job of playing really good defense. We've always done a good job of being physical. We've always done a really good job of developing players. You know, when we've had good offenses, we've won games. And so Dana, when I think about what he's done, going to Oklahoma State, what he did there, going to West Virginia, the run game that they had, I competed against them. It was a really, really physical, tough team. And so it just made sense to me.
What where does this leave Satterfield, Marcus?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just worried about right now. Marcus is about as good a man as I know. And, he could have just said, hey, you know what, fire me. You know, give me my money. I'm going to go home. But he didn't. He didn't. And, you know, in a world where, trust me, I get it, it's a results business, but, like, you're still trying to teach some life lessons to our guys. He humbled himself and said, what do I need to do? And, you know, it's like, the first day Dana said to me, he watched practice. He's like, man, you got really good coaches. I'm watching them out there. Like, I'm watching EJ. I'm watching Donnie. I'm watching Sat. I'm watching Glenn. I'm watching Garrett. Like, there's great coaches here. We just have to find the things that, like, our guys do well. Let's just do those things and eliminate all the other stuff. And so, so Sat's out there coaching the tight ends. Garrett's coaching the wideouts. Donnie's coaching the O-line. Glenn's coaching the quarterbacks. EJ's coaching the running backs. And anything that Dana needs, they're helping him. You can't come in and change the offense. You can't come in and install the air raid. You can't come in and I mean, we're in week 11, as you said, but you can come in and say, hey, what are the things that we do well? Who are the guys that make plays? And let's figure out how to do it with those guys. So I think that's the big picture that I think he's doing right now.
I probably didn't show the proper sensitivity to Satterfield. It sucks. I mean, the Bills in a rough, I always tell them, the profession's ridiculous. I wouldn't have the stomach for it. So there is a degree of sensitivity I have for him. He's still coaching tight ends. What's the player's response to all this?
Put me in a tough spot here. I'm trying to find this here.
It is okay, really tough.
You've been rattling stuff off here. It's been incredible. It really has. I'm just sitting and watching both of you guys here. Sip just throws something out and Jake clicks on it.
I'm trying to make sure.
Sip got here like 2 minutes before the show started, so this was not rehearsed.
Well, I did this yesterday.
It's not rehearsed at all.
It's not rehearsed at all.
Make sure
Sip had his part done. He just didn't make Jake alert about what we had to pull up at a second's notice.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep up.
I'm just going with it right now.
That's our problem. We count on Jake to do that.
Right.
I have it.
Their sound.
What was the question again you wanted?
Player's response to all of this?
There hasn't been I haven't had a ton of like that conversation, you know.
He just got it.
I think, you know, the players have just kind of battled through last week. Last week was a tough week, obviously, for us, right? So I think they kind of battled through it. You know, I gave the seniors a couple days off, you know, just to kind of catch their breath. They've done so much for the program. And I wanted the young guys to know last week, like, hey, this is not about next year. This is about right now. Like, get better now. And so it was good. You know, you have some guys, maybe they're on the scout team. All of a sudden, now they're up there playing. And then Thursday, we all came back together. And I think Dana has just done a good job of saying, hey, guys, I'm just here to help. And so I'm sure in the locker room there's seismic conversations, don't get me wrong, but no one's come to me with like, oh, hey coach, I think this is a good move or a bad move. I think they've just kind of said, hey, what are we doing next? And I will say this, just being out on the field and watching, I think it's all flowed really seamlessly and really smoothly. And that was really the take from Phil. Like, you know, Coach Snow came in and was like, you know, I trust Phil with my life, you know, and he was like, man, you got a really good group of kids. You got a good defensive staff. You know, it's just some of these games, it's just like a play here, a play there. It's like, you know, you're knocking the quarterback out of bounds on third and eight when you need to come around and sack fumble a ball. Right. So it's just, you know, just a little edges here and there that we're fighting for.
All right. You'll have this one. Now, this is big for Dylan Raiola.
Hope I have it.
No, you will. I guarantee you will. This is big for Dylan. Dylan wants to be coached hard. You got to keep him here. It's unless you've been living under a rock, you understand that there's tampering and he gets tampered with probably every single day. Okay. It could be Lee Sterling or it could be Kirby Smart.
We know Lee's trying. Yeah, we know Lee's
trying. I'm not saying Kirby Smart does it directly, but players are tampered with. If you don't think it's happening, then you're either in denial, you just don't want to acknowledge it, or you're living under a rock. He's getting tampered with constantly. What is Dylan's response to all of this?
I think Dylan trusts me and trusts the program. It was just kind of like, you know, what are we doing moving forward? And, you know, I think he just took it as like, hey, this is, you know, what are we doing today? I mean, he's trying to get his back healthy, right? So, you know, but I think all the guys had a really positive reaction to it. And go back to what I said last week, you know, I mean, really at the end of the day, like, players need to play. Like, players need to go make plays. Like, you watch on Saturdays, you know, players have to go make plays. And so Dana and the staff will do their best, give the players the best opportunity to go make plays. And then we need the guys to go make them. So the whole play calling thing is, you know, okay, we've tried to handle that. Now go make some plays. And let's make this what it is. Football's a game where players win games. And we got good players. We expect them to go win some games.
So there you have it. Dana Holgorsen.
There's a rundown of Matt Rhule from yesterday.
I knew it would be easy because all those were pretty You guys, stock.
You guys killed the whole segment. It's really good. I'm serious. The question I had.
What is it, Bill?
I think in the past, Holgorsen was a tempo guy. Will they be a tempo team? They haven't been a tempo. Everyone has a version of going fast. Everyone has a version of.
They have not been.
But for the most part, they have been a huddle team. They do not. Everybody has their. No one's ever 100% this one way. It's like NFL's all huddled almost, but there's times that they don't. It's 2 minute or whatever. They have other ways to operate.
Will it be tempo? I don't know that.
But he was a tempo coach, I believe. Now, at Houston, I'll be honest with you, I didn't see their games very much. I saw him at West Virginia.
Who did?
Yeah.
I watched Houston football. Yeah,
that's, I mean, I wasn't watching Houston
You're
play.
You're forgiven.
And so I don't know exactly
People
what
that live a
doing.
Block from the stadium would say that. But I agree with you. The thing I wonder more is, can he somehow get the offense not to make multiple breakdowns on each play? Yeah. I'm more interested in that.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I mean, there's multiple breakdowns on each on several play, several plays of drive.
And this was addressed this week when he was hired, I guess last week, but Dana Holgorsen again, air raid, but they run the
air
football.
Air raid, Bill.
You look at his stats in his time at West Virginia and Houston. He had like averaged 160 plus yards a game.
Okay.
Air raid runs the ball.
That's different than
Leach, some of the other things that he did. They run the ball very, that's like we talked about the coordinator at Wisconsin. He had 1,000 yard rushers at North Carolina. I mean, they want to run the football. Okay. I mean,
So take that conversation.
Generally, what it is, it's just usually a lighter box for the most part, which means they're a little bit more spread out. And if they have the numbers, they run the football. So there's a little
they
bit.
Can
more,
run it?
They can run
like
the football.
Like Phil Longo runs it.
Yeah. I mean, Phil Longo runs the ball. He's run it much better this year at Wisconsin.
Yes.
At North Carolina, that's the reason all those running backs stayed for the first. Like going, no, here's the film. We run the football.
They had two highly drafted running backs in the same team. They had. They had Michael Carter and Javonte Williams at the same time.
We got Bill sitting
Carolina.
Right here. So you can do this. If you were USC's DC, what would you be thinking right now? Okay, we're going to face Holgorsen. So what's the challenge? Not in it's all one thing. What's the challenge of facing Holgorsen's offenses?
Well, the first thing I'd be trying to find out what would Nebraska feel they did the best, because that won't go away. Would they not do well?
Would they do the best?
That probably will not. That probably will be out. And then my first thought was going to be with a new coordinator is what unique formations does he have? Does he do FSL means formation into the sideline?
Bunch.
Been to different bunches. Stack. What do they do?
Stacks.
If there's formations that bother me. And so that would be my main concern. What do they do to bother me? What's going on? There would be a bunch of phone calls made. There'd be people that had defended him in the last whatever how many years, and they would say, "Listen." So they're talking to past coordinators. I don't know. Maybe he's talking to. I'd be trying to talk to anybody. I'd be trying to talk to the past defensive coordinator at Houston. I'd be asking him if I could find him. Hey, what was practice
Makes
like?
Sense.
What'd you guys do? I would do every sort of research that I could do to find that out.
How much can he implement in this amount of time?
There'll be a good amount that they'll be able to do, because I imagine there'll be a lot of things they can call same as. We're going to do this exact same call out of this formation.
With different verbiage.
Yeah, with a little bit of different.
He will have to learn.
But it will look different.
Okay.
I don't believe you can have a new coordinator come in and then the game's over and it's like, I don't know. Looked the same. No, it's going to look different. Things will look different. There's no doubt about that. Wow. There'll be some massive adjustments going on from the defensive side on the other side of it, trying to figure out exactly what's going
on. Was Holgorsen known for any certain thing? That's a tough question for you.
I can't sit there.
It's fine.
I mean, I know what the offense is about. So I've seen, had to defend a version of it, because also, like I said, the run that he had offensively, which was very good. West Virginia, they were ridiculously good at times. Mm-hmm. And so that's carried over. So that wasn't like one of those things where you kind of go, well, no one else is really doing this. Well, there is. People are doing this. So
who's the closest in the Big Ten?
Well, it would have been probably Purdue.
Okay. Yeah.
When Graham Harrell was there, probably would have been someone you looked at and said that this would have been close to this. Okay. But it's like anything else. It's just like McVay. I mean, they're struggling. He's been known as a what? Genius.
Wizard.
He's a genius. He's a wizard. He's an offensive genius, and they can't score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And so my point is you still have to be able to have some players, which Nebraska does have.
Yeah.
They do have. And so they're not trying to, you know, Purdue's biggest failure was their roster. That's their biggest failure. Look at him now. It's like
Nebraska's better than Purdue.
I mean, for a while, it's kind of like, okay, well, they had that one good game, turned it around, scored a bunch of points. And they haven't really scored since then. They didn't score a point against Ohio State. So it's still your roster, but they have a roster.
Pretty good.
And so they have a pretty good roster.
Pretty good. Now, I would not right now, though, as we're 9 games in, right? I don't think Nebraska has a first-team All-Big Ten offensive player. I don't think they have a second-team offensive All-Big Ten player. I don't think they have a third-team offensive Big Ten player. So they're fine, but they're not where they need to be.
Yeah, you're probably accurate on that.
No, I know I am. Yeah. I've thought about it.
I thought about it.
I know. Maybe.
I have not thought about it. But yeah.
No, there's no third-teamer on that team, I don't think. Maybe Ben Hart, I suppose. I don't know.
No.
Maybe Ben Scott. Maybe.
Scott. Okay. Ben Scott would be
third-team.
I believe at least it would be in the conversation. Third-team, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
He's a really good player.
As far as other quotes, you might have these and you might not. I would think you would.
Well, I have a question for you, Steve.
Please.
Is Holgorsen talking today?
No. Yeah. No, I'm glad you asked. There's no availability today. The media availability is canceled.
Heath Mann, did he send out a memo on that?
He addressed us personally.
Personally, was it to everyone over the microphone, or did he come around?
I was scrambling to write, and I just
and you
was
couldn't hear.
Vaguely aware and of what was going on.
One ear's not working. Right. Are you walking in circles? Do you have any sort of equilibrium problems?
That's a fair question.
Simple just walked into a wall.
It is a problem for a head coach that sometimes speaks lightly for me. Yeah. I do want to say, can you speak up, please? There's an old man.
How many times do you have to ask Sean, what did he say yesterday?
I did once.
Just the first time?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I wish you would have gotten called out for whispering.
I said, Holgorsen's going to be the OC? Yeah. No, there's no media availability today for obvious reasons. I don't think you want to put Holgorsen up there.
Before he calls a game. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
You don't want to put the offensive players up there because they're going to be asked about it.
How's this working?
Right.
I would want nothing to do with it.
You don't want to probably even put Tony White up there because he's going to get asked about facing Holgorsen's offense in practice. So no go.
Bill Snow.
Now, next week, I think you could go back to it on Tuesday, go back to the coordinators and have Holgorsen in there after he's called a game. Yeah. I think. After he's called a game.
Agreed.
Yeah. But nothing today. Nothing today. I will have to deal with
it. So you're off today?
No. I'm not off.
There's no press conference. So what are you doing? I mean, you usually go to the press conference. You and Ben go over there and you have pizza every Tuesday.
Pizza's on Monday.
Is the pizza Monday? Nothing on Tuesday?
Pizza was good yesterday, by the way. Yeah, hot.
Nice. How many pieces? Three?
I had three.
You said three, so you did that. Nice. That's good. We'll get more Holgorsen. We'll get more Rule audio in the 7 o'clock hour. How about that?
That's great, Jake.
Before we get to break, you are hungry though. You just had Val's pizza yesterday for lunch, but it's a long ways from now. Lunch, breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Yeah, you should go to the Bird.
The Bird,
Early Bird, 19th and K, free parking, lots of it, and
how
big?
How big are the spots?
Bigger than average.
When you step out. Bigger than average. Above average. Thank you for the Bird.
Yeah.
Imagine that, just getting out and you still have a good yard stripe on each side. That's comforting. It is.
You don't want to back into anything.
Not getting dinged today.
The number of times that I pull in, I'm like, well, I didn't park very good. I mean, it happens to me almost daily. I'm usually on one of the lines.
You're driving a yacht around Lincoln right now.
It's big. It's a big machine.
It's nice.
And I'm not sure why I need that. Again, I've made that very clear.
But it's I drive around
like I'm a rancher or something. Like I got to move some cattle.
Yeah. Arm out the windows
like that. Smoking a cigarette, flicking it out
the
window.
Going to feed yard in a little bit.
Feed yard, yeah. Get a beer.
Anyway, Early Bird.
Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
They have banana pancakes,
cinnamon roll
pancakes, and more pancakes. And also a variety, of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Oh, my God, your voice cracked.
I cracked.
You're an adolescent.
Yes.
Yes. You're going through puberty.
You're going through a lot here.
They're open every day, 6:30 to 2:30. 7 days a week. You know, go there.
God dang it.
Breakfast, brunch, and
now
lunch.
Now, you guys have a luncheon tomorrow.
Yeah, that's, it is tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a luncheon. Yeah. Yes.
Me and Ben might crash that.
Mm-hmm. You're invited. You'd like to.
Ben, look at Ben. Ben was late today.
Yeah, he was.
The last guy in late. Well, Jake was late too. He was
I
so
beat
giddy.
Ben, but I was still late.
So I'm standing outside. Can I get keys? It'd be nice to be able to get in.
In
the
winter
time. No, I have no way to get in.
Keys?
I just stand at the door. I just stand at the door.
Bill should have keys.
Why can I not get keys?
I was surprised you weren't in your truck in the warmth.
Can you get keys? I think if you request them, you can get them.
Would you please, can I get keys?
I'll talk to you.
I'd like to be able to get in. Be nice
we'll
when
bring
I come
it
to work to try to
It'd be
do
amazing
some.
To build like at 4:45.
Just standing by myself.
I have keys now. I can get anytime I want.
Back behind the counter making some espresso for people.
Morning, Jake. What do you want? Got your coffee. Early bird. Nice. Okay, when we come back, Kirby Smart called the player of his an idiot. What is that
this
all
is
about?
So good.
We'll discuss that next an early break on the ticket.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.